This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, September 30, written by Ruth Boven. Eternal Gratitude from Revelation 21. I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and He will dwell with them." When I was a child, heaven didn't sound like much fun. In church, we sang about myriads of saints by the sea of crystal giving eternal praise to God. I didn't dare declare my dread of something like a never-ending junior choir practice. One of the best parts of Sunday for me was to change out of the dress I had to wear and go play outside. I think about heaven differently now. The Bible teaches that heaven will come to earth. Revelation 21 pictures the new Jerusalem descending and proclaims the glorious truth that God will dwell forever here with us. There will be no more tears, crying, or pain. And that way, thank God, things will be very different for God's people. But I believe there will also be some eternal continuity with our present world. The beauty of the earth that all is good and right and lovely about our earthly lives will remain. So the feel of damp grass underfoot as your poised bat waits to clobber a barreling baseball will still delight. The smell of lilacs will still intoxicate. The crimson cardinal will still thrill. The embrace of a loved one will still bring joy. All of this is true because God created this world in powerful love. In that same powerful love, God will renew it. Christ's death and resurrection demonstrates God's deep desire and aim to restore us and creation to fullness. That's our future and our hope. That's our reason for gratitude. Life forever with God. Will you pray with me? Thank you, God, with all our hearts. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.